Blog Talk Radio.
Way on down to Southern Alabama with the guitar jam, and that's where we're hit. Straight up to Butte and Montana, singing, Lord, I was born a rambling man. California to Oregon, even New York City got one or two hillbillies ready to hit the road. It's a brother and a sister kind of thing. Raise up your hands if you all wanna hang with me and my gang. We live to ride, we ride to live. I'm me and my gang. Jump on that train.
That I'm excited about today's interview would be a gross understatement. As we have a friend of mine on the phone with us today, so let's not waste any time. Tommy Garrett is the editor of Highlight Hollywood, the premier source for all breaking celebrity news. Tommy joins me today to chat about how Highlight Hollywood got started and where his passion for the entertainment industry comes from. This is one you probably won't want to miss, and I believe we've got him. So let's welcome the awesome Tommy Garrett to the show.
Hey, how are you doing, Cody?
Hey, Tommy, how are you?
I'm doing great today.
I appreciate you taking the time to come on and do this today.
It's exciting. I was happy that you asked me, and of course, I'm glad to be on. You've been staying busy with traveling.
Oh, yeah. First this month, I got back from your part of the country out there in California.
Yes, yes.
I absolutely loved it out there, man. It was awesome.
I'm glad you had fun. It's the right time of year to travel out here. It's
mm-hmm.
not too hot. It's cooling off now, and the Santa Ana winds haven't started kicking up, so
mm-hmm.
you came at a great time.
The only, quote, a hairy situation we got in was the rim fire in up near Yosemite. We stayed in the valley for about 2 days, and that was the only a hairy situation we got into. But luckily, the smoke cleared a day or so before we left. So
it's devastating the damage that's been done in the Yosemite area, and.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't realize that so much of all of San Francisco's water and so much of their electrical power is created in that region. And so
it comes from the region, yeah.
It all comes from there, and it could all,
mm-hmm.
you know, it could just go up in smoke. It really, really is sad. But right now it's under control, so
mm-hmm.
hopefully, you know, no more lightning or accidental fires at campfires
right.
or whatever, but
right.
the
mm-hmm.
the economy for Yosemite is just decimated for this season, and that's real
mm-hmm.
sad.
Mm-hmm. And like I was saying at the introduction, to say I'm excited about this interview is a gross understatement.
Well, thank you so much. I don't know why you'd be excited, but I am always grateful when people want me to be on their show, because
mm-hmm.
it really means that I'm doing something right, that I'm actually producing something and creating something that people are interested in and talking
mm-hmm.
about. So mm-hmm. I'm excited as well.
You absolutely are, and again, as I was saying, over the time we've chatted on Twitter, you've become a friend. So.
Yes, we have. I'm very grateful.
You become a friend. I wanted to kind of start this interview off by asking, how did Hollywood come to be?
Well, Highlight Hollywood, I was running a newspaper in Beverly Hills, and it was just something that I thought, you know, they're missing the boat on something. There's not the amount of output that should be there. I wasn't really happy with just, I had, gosh, probably 30 people that were working for me, and I just felt like their passion wasn't there. And in the entertainment business and PR, publishing, whatever you want to do, you have to have passion. And so I thought, I'll create Highlight Hollywood, and if it catches on, great. If not, I'll just, you know, I have so many different things that I'm doing that I thought I'll just find something to do that keeps me busy. And I spoke with some people who had been wanting to work with me for decades, and so we made this agreement, and we'd start the website. And I guess I thought it would be a month before they'd have the website built. It was actually built in 3 days because they were excited and wanted to work with me. And what we wanted to do was, as a publicist, it's difficult to pitch your clients to people because unless they're Lindsay Lohan or someone, Kim Kardashian, someone in the news, someone always in trouble or whatever, people in the media just seemed uninterested. And I thought, well, there are so many people that are doing so many positive things and their careers are being run right. And so maybe I'll use Highlight Hollywood to promote a lot of those people. And then over the, you know, months, the other publicists that I've worked with for years, they pitched their clients. And then the television networks and the movie studios, they're desperate for people that they can trust to not give storylines away and to give honest critiques without a lot of politics in it or whatever. And so it just born out of that. And I just felt that there was a time that the public really is getting a lot. They're getting so much negative news. They're getting so much biased news. You know, we have Fox News and MSNBC, all of these places, they have their own agenda. And then they have readers or listeners or viewers that are only hearing what they want to hear. And I learned a long time ago that the only time you learn something is when you go outside of your comfort zone. You have to go outside of people who have the same beliefs you do or the same understanding of things and events and history that you do. You have to go outside of all of that if you're ever going to learn something new. And I thought with Highlight Hollywood, we'll tell the truth. And a few people don't like it, but only a few. And again, we don't have an agenda. I work with almost everyone in this town at some point or another, and whether it's on the inside of entertainment, on the behind the scenes, or the actors. So without having an agenda, I just wanted to give people something that's there, that's fresh, that's new, that people can ask questions about, that they can even disagree about or disagree with me or any of our writers or critics, and still create something that that would be enlightening for people, because there's so much negative news today, and it's time. You have to also print that as well, but I think a lot of it is extremism, and so I wanted to just create something that people could all empathize with and that they could all feel a part of and know that they count and what their feelings and how they feel about things. So that's how Highlight Hollywood was born and created. It was just that I thought there was nothing out there that really gave us the truth without the agenda, and so I wanted to do that.
Very impressive. Now, I remember the first time I got in contact with you through Twitter, the very, very first time. We share a mutual friend, Chrissy from Our Heart Radio.
Yes, I love Christy. She interviewed my client Constance Towers, mm-hmm. who plays Helena on General Hospital. And mm-hmm. so we just hit it off, and she's just wonderful young lady, wonderful, the entire team there.
I love Christy to death myself. I absolutely love her.
And she's so aware of what's going on her favorite shows. She's such a General Hospital fan, and she understands the characters. She's a great interviewer, just a great person. I agree.
And you mentioned Constance Towers, and I heard you about a month or so ago on another radio show on air with Doug, and you've worked with some of the greats of Hollywood, haven't you?
I have. I've been lucky. I have known and worked with almost all of the classic movie stars from the from the 50s and 60s and towards the end of their careers, of course, and some at the end of their careers. But I've had great, wonderful people that I've worked with, Clint Walker, Tab Hunter, Glenn Ford was a client of mine, Barbara Stanwyck and Betty Davis, as well as Jane Wyman, were mentors of mine, as well as Aaron Spelling, Bill Bell. So I've been really lucky to have worked with a lot of people and learned so much from them over the last, 30, 40 years.
That's awesome. Now, I can tell you're passionate about what you do. Where does that passion come from?
Well, it's sort of funny. I had no choice. I always heard, find your bliss, find what you're good at, find what you really, really want to do. And I couldn't do anything else. You know, my brother was the brainiac. He was the scientist. And so I was the creative person in the family. And I thought that it was important that whatever I did, that I really enjoyed it. Because when you choose a profession or professions, if you're in this business, you have to realize that a lot of your time will be spent dealing with things and not just learning, but growing whatever you're doing. And so I always feel like I did this and I got into entertainment because I really couldn't do anything else. And I know a lot of people disagree and say, a lot of teachers say, oh, no, you could have done anything. But I really, from the time I remember being aware of things, very, very young, 5, 6 years old, I always knew that this was what I wanted to do. And so once you decide what you want to do, then you have to prepare for it. Yeah, you don't just walk into it. It's a lot of work. I work really hard even now. And so I just felt like what I needed to do was this, that if I had to be a veterinarian, I love animals. If I had to be a doctor or whatever, or lawyer or whatever I wanted to do, I would probably be able to do it, but I wouldn't be as good at it because I don't have the passion for that. My passion is for the entertainment industry, many facets of it, behind the camera, in front of the camera, the behind the scenes, all of that. So I just believe that whatever you do, you really must find your passion. You can't do something and feel like it's a job, or you can't complain. Sort of this weekend when we had the Emmys, I probably got 2 hours sleep Friday, no sleep Saturday, and none on Sunday. And finally, 7:30 a.m. on Monday morning, I got a couple hours of a nap. So that's what you do. If you're going to do something, you really must give it your all. And if it's work or if it's a hassle or if you feel like, gosh, I don't feel like doing this, it isn't your bliss. It isn't what your passion is. And you should find whatever that is and do it, because the only way you'll be truly successful is if you find what you love to do and then work very hard at it and then work harder again. And then when you can't sleep and you're in pain, you have to work even harder. You can't sit around and wonder if it all will happen or you'll live your dreams or whatever, because in order to live your dreams, you have to have the dream, but then you have to work hard. And I have the work ethic that I think I gained from working with a lot of the classic movie stars and classic TV stars. And I think that's what makes what I do work. I know it works for me.
You know, and something you said kind of struck a chord with me. I've been hosting this show for the past 13 months, and I'll just go ahead and tell you a quick story about how the show got started. First of all, I'm like you. I have a fascination with the entertainment industry, but I cannot sing, I cannot dance, I cannot act. I had been calling into these soap opera related shows, and I get to speak to some of the actors. For instance, with Our Heart Radio and Chrissy. So I figured if they can do it, I'll give it a shot and see if it works out for me. And I'll be honest with you. I didn't think I'd last on the air 2 weeks, I'll be honest. But it's been 13 months, and I'm loving every minute of it.
Oh, that's wonderful. I guess that's the difference. I had no doubt that I could do it. So I always admire people who have the humbleness and the insecurity, because sometimes that makes you even more successful. If you feel like, I don't think it's going to last, or I don't think it's going to work. I was lucky. I grew up around a lot of little old ladies who gave me plenty of confidence, and they told me every day of my childhood that whatever I wanted to do in life, that I could do. So I was a little luckier than a lot of people in that way.
You know, and for me, the thing that keeps me going on the show is the fear of a complete and absolute failure.
Oh, boy. I don't think I could handle that. I admire that so much from you. You'll never be a failure, so don't you get that out of your mind right now.
Okay. I do see a caller on my switchboard, so if you're up for a caller, I'll bring them on, okay?
Certainly.
All right, hold on. 708, you're on.
Hi, it's Christy from Liaison Radio.
Hey, Christy.
Hi. Not much. I'm admiring what you're saying about finding your passion, and that's where you really find success. Because I feel like that, like, I could get any job, but, like, if I don't feel passionate about that job, like, I don't want to have a job just to have a paycheck, you know? I want a job that brings me joy and happiness and, like, inspires others. So I really see where you're coming from on that.
It's very important, because if you don't feel passion for what you do, other people pick that up, and then they become lukewarm or uninterested. So if you want to create a stir, you have to really embrace what you're doing, or don't do it at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I really feel like that. You gave some really good advice. What would you say is your favorite interview that you've ever done?
I don't know. I've done so many over the years. I guess John Travolta, probably, because he's always so open and so interesting, and his career has always been fascinating, but probably him.
Yeah.
I also have a classic television show that's syndicated, and my best on-air guest for TV was, of course, Phyllis Diller, who was a friend of mine.
Awesome.
Because she's just one of the most, she was, I think of her, can't think of her as a past tense, but Phyllis was such a genius. A lot of people just thought of her as this goofy little comedian that liked to look wacko, but Phyllis Diller was, she was as intelligent as Einstein. She was a classically trained pianist. She was a marvelous painter and artist, and she just, smart businesswoman, you know, she really was in her 40s when she finally found her bliss, and when she went on stage, and then of course on television, she was friends with Bob Hope, who was also very nice to me. A funny Bob Hope story is that when I first moved to Hollywood, I was always skinny, but he didn't know that. And so for 6 weeks, every single day for 6 weeks, Bob Hope would take me to lunch. But he was very frugal. So one day, I guess after 6 weeks of doing it, he finally looked at me and he said, "You're not hungry, you're just skinny." And he never took me out again. he would invite me to his house or whatever, but he never went out and spent money on lunch anymore. So it's funny. He thought I was just so skinny because I was hungry.
That's hilarious. Well, thanks for the call, Christy, and I'll be talking to you on Twitter, okay?
Sure. All right. Thank you, Mr. Garrett.
Bye.
Bye, Christy. Well, Christy kind of stole my question. I was going to ask who was the biggest star you've ever interviewed or worked with, but anyway. seeing here on your IMD page, I have it pulled up. You've got something in a post-production right now that you're working on.
Yes, I have a film that's coming out called The M-Word, and that's due out in the next few months. I don't know the release date yet. As a matter of fact, a lot of people have been asking me just today about the release date, and it's a Henry Jaglom film, and it stars Corey Haim, and of course Titanic star Francis Fisher is in it, and Gregory Harrison is in it, and Michael Imperiore from The Sopranos, he's the star in it. So it's a fun film about menopause, and so I'm stuck in an office with about 40 pre- and post-menopausal women, and so it's a hoot. It is.
I can imagine.
It's a thinking movie. It's one of those things. It's a comedy, of course, and not to give away the storyline, but I find myself in a really bad position by the end of the movie, working with all these crazy women. So sort of like my real life.
Okay. Let's see. I believe that was probably the last question I had for you, so I wanted to thank you again for taking the time to come on and chat with me, and you've got an open invitation back to the show whenever you want to come back on, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. What a nice thing to say. And please just know what you're doing. It really makes a difference, and everyone loves your show, and I'm just grateful that you asked me to be on, so thank you so much.
All right, I appreciate it, Tommy.
Have a nice day.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our chat with Tommy Garrett from Hollywood. That man is awesome. Anyway, I guess I should probably keep you guys... A guy's posted about what's coming up next for the show. I'm hoping and praying something works out for next week. I can't really say what it is just yet, but as soon as I know, you'll know. And with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you.